We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my good friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I am doing great. We are coming up on the Easter holiday, and you have some recipes that kind of reflect that.
I know I do. You know, we're all going to be having friends and neighbors coming in. If you don't have any coming in, you just fix for yourself. This recipe I've got here today could just be for six people, or, you know, you can just increase it ever how much you want to, and it'd be an easy thing. You can fix it in the oven, or then I'll give you the recipe if you want to put it in the crock pot. You know, if you're going to go to church, you put it in there on high for 3 to 4 hours, 5 to 7 hours on low, and then you come in, you'd have this all cooked, and my goodness, your kitchen smells good. It's a pork chop and scalloped potato casserole.
Okay, that sounds very good.
And you know, a lot of times you catch those pork chops on sale, and the recipe calls for boneless loin pork chops. And
right.
I have bought, you know, for really a cheap price, a whole pork loin. Or, you know, you can buy the slices of those boneless pork chops, or you could use chops with bones in them if that's what you had and that's what you needed. This recipe says for six people, so that would be six boneless loin pork chops. When Lee and Raleigh and I was cooking for them, six wouldn't have been enough. I cut my own pork loins a lot of times, and when I'm going to fix something like this, I like a nice thick pork loin chop.
Sure.
This says to serve six, but I mean, that wasn't Raleigh and Lee. Six boneless pork chops, 2 small to medium onions chopped, 2 tablespoons of butter, 4 cups of potatoes sliced very thinly. And I have a mandolin thing that you slice potatoes thin on. But if I don't watch it, I take off the fingernail on the end of my finger.
Yeah, they can be kind of dangerous.
They are kind of dangerous. Or you can just take a knife and slice them thinly. And use a can of cream of mushroom soup and 1 1/4 cups milk. But I have to admit, I kind of like creamy scalloped potatoes. So I would probably use 1 cup of milk and 1/4 cup of cream. And then somebody else told me they used it, and they took a small can of evaporated milk, you know, like Pet or Carnation, which is kind of creamy, and they mixed that with 1 cup of just regular milk. It depends on how creamy you like it. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees and butter or spray a 2-quart baking dish. And you heat a skillet over medium-high heat and melt 1 tablespoon of the butter in the pan. And you brown your pork chops on both sides and remove from the pan and set aside. Add 1 tablespoon of butter to the skillet and add the chopped onion. And cook the onions till they're soft. You don't want them brown, but you just want them not crispy. And in the same pan as the onion, add the soup and gradually stir in the milk so you don't get lumps in it. Your soup, you know, has a few lumps in it in the can.
Right.
And slice the potatoes and place an even layer in the prepared baking dish. And place the pork chop on top of the potatoes. And you just pour that soupy mixture over the pork chops and kind of wiggle the pan or stir a little bit so the sauce goes down throughout the pan. You want the sauce down there under the potatoes. And cover and bake at 350 for 30 minutes. Remove the cover and bake for an additional 30 minutes. You know, you kind of want it to brown. You want it to crisp up on top. And if you want to do it in a crock pot or a slow cooker, you just follow that recipe, all of that, and place your potatoes in the bottom of the buttered crock of the slow cooker and place pork chops on top of the potatoes and pour the soup over it. And you cover that and cook for about 3 to 4 hours on high or 5 to 7 hours on low. And you know, you could easily put that in before you went to church. Well, you know, it depends on how long your preacher or priest talks.
Right.
3 or 4 minutes. But if you go to Sunday school and church back, you could put it on high for about 3 to 4 hours. And you come home and that wonderful smell, and you know, then just dip off those nice brown pork chops and that wonderful creamy gravy and then those scalloped potatoes. How's that sound, Mike?
It sounds great, Miss Sammy. Now, what else do we have to go with this?
Well, I've got a southern tomato cracker salad. I maybe have given this before, but I really like it.
I don't know that I've ever heard this one, so I'm looking forward to this, too.
Well, you know, tomatoes are coming up, you know, right now, are fresh tomatoes, and you're getting... I went to Costco yesterday, and they had, and IGA has, you know, on-the-vine tomatoes. They're tomatoes with some kind of vine, you know, I don't know where they come from, Mexico, Timbuktu. Maybe they're getting on up closer to Florida and Georgia, but now, since the days are getting longer and the sun's out more, but you're getting some pretty decent tomatoes at the grocery. I mean, I realize they're not the ones in my backyard, but they're pretty decent. So yesterday, I had gotten some tomatoes at Costco, which were on the vine, And I didn't look to see where they came from. I was afraid to.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had tomatoes and crackers and something kind of like this for lunch today, so I can really talk about this. Take 5 or 6 Roma tomatoes or good tomatoes, whatever you got, and a sleeve package of saltine or Ritz crackers, a bunch of green onions, which Teddy Browns are growing in the garden right now, and I can't wait. 1/2 cup of shredded cheese. 3/4 cup of mayonnaise and salt and pepper to taste. And you want to add, you could add cucumbers, avocado, or a chopped hard-boiled egg. You just chop your tomatoes and add to the medium or large-sized mixing bowl. Stir in the mayo. Thinly slice the green onions and add to the bowl. Add in the cheese and mix. Just before you serve, you break up the crackers coarsely and add that to the bowl, as well a pinch of salt and pepper. Give it a little stir and serve immediately. You don't want to put your crackers in till the last, because you know they're going to get mushy.
Yeah, that's not going to take long either. How are we going to wrap this up with a dessert, Miss Sammy?
I got a Butterfinger pie.
Oh, my.
You know, I love a Butterfinger Blizzard.
Yes.
Haven't had one for a while. I try to sort of avoid that 12 calories. This, you take an 8-ounce package of cream cheese, room temperature, 1/2 cup of creamy peanut butter, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1 1/2 cups powdered sugar, a 12-ounce bag of fun-sized Butterfinger bars. I mean, you know, any Butterfinger bar is fun-sized to me.
Absolutely.
You remember we got nickel candy bars?
That's been a while, Miss Sammy.
I think so. Now, a candy bar like we used to get for nickels was 59 cents, 79 cents?
Yeah.
And you crush those, and you reserve 2 of the bars to sprinkle on top. An 8-ounce container of Cool Whip, and a store-bought Oreo or chocolate graham cracker crust. And you beat your cream cheese and peanut butter with electric mixer until smooth. Mix in the vanilla. Beat in the powdered sugar until smooth. Fold in the crushed Butterfingers and fold in the Cool Whip. Put that in the crust and sprinkle all the little reserved crumbs of Butterfinger on top and refrigerate it. It says at least 4 hours before serving, but I don't know if you mix that up whether you could wait 4 hours. What do you think?
I don't know that I'd want to. How about that?
Well, I'd probably have to save a couple of those fun-sized Butterfinger bars.
Yeah, and I'm kind of the opinion that the bigger the funner.
I agree with that. You know, I make peanut butter pie all the time. That's one of, I think maybe I brought one down there to you all sometime when we were having a dinner.
Yes, you did.
But that's one of Lee's favorite desserts, but you know, This Butterfinger one just adds more to it. What do you think?
It's a whole new dimension, and I'm all for that.
Sounds good to me. Butterfinger's one of my favorite candy bars anyway. We'll get into candy bars one day, whatever our favorite.
Okay, we can do that.
I don't know when I ever ate a candy bar, just a candy bar, but you remember we were a kid to get a candy bar and a Coke.
That was always special.
A special day, wasn't it? And of course, it was probably only a dime or 15 cents.
Yeah, but you thought you had gotten a treasure trove.
Oh, my. And it wasn't like you just had them all the time.
No, not at all.
You didn't say every day, boy, I'm going to have a candy bar and a Coke. You had to do something really good to get one, didn't you, Mom?
You did. You had to behave really well. Well, Miss Sammy, that is going to bring us to the end of this episode, and we do want to tell folks if they want a copy of these recipes, they can email you at sammyq@bbtel.com, or they can email us here at the radio station, wxbc@bbtel.com, and please put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and we will get that over to Miss Sammy, and she can get those recipes out to you.
I try to keep them laying here by the computer, so I have them.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, honey, don't ever trust that skinny cook.